And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly.
And a special guest.
Oh, yeah.
Jeannie Oakes is in the house.
We actually happen to have a worship leader out there at actually a new church. We want to talk a little bit about this segment, too, which we'll get into. But we actually have a worship leader that's been leading worship for a long time. T.D. Oakes is in the house.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me, guys. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, your background and where you're from and a little bit about where God's calling on your life has been. Obviously, your father was a pastor, so you grew up in the church.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of history of T.D. Oakes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my dad's a pastor and grew up in Colorado. We lived in Denver until I was really just before junior high. And then moved to a small town, Lamar, Missouri, in southwest Missouri, and kind of finished up junior high school there and went to college in Joplin, Missouri at Ozark Christian College there.
Siblings? Just siblings?
Two siblings, yes. I've got an older brother and a younger brother, Jeff and Trevor. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are their ages? What are the ages of the kids?
My older brother's 2 years older than me, and my younger brother's 2 years younger. So,
wow.
Yeah.
2 years apart each way.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We were the wrecking crew, is what we were called. That's what we were known as. Yeah.
Are your siblings musical? Do you come from a musical
family? Actually, my older brother's a worship leader in just outside of Boston in kind of Lowell area. And my younger brother's a student minister in Lexington, Kentucky.
Cool.
So, wow. All in the family.
Jammed together growing up?
Yeah, a lot. My older brother and I were in college together and kind of had a little coffee shop band kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. No rebels in the family. It seems like they all followed dad's footsteps.
We eventually got on the right path, I think.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are in the studio with T.D. Oakes. T.D., actually, the new church, we all go to church. A lot of you know that here at Worship Factory, we all go to Real Life Church up in Valencia, California. And they've spun off a new plant church, actually, in Ventura, California, called Mission Church. Where's the church located out there, T.D.?
We're mobile. We're going to be meeting in the Century 16 Theater. It's just off the 101 on Johnson Drive. It's one of the biggest theaters there in the Ventura area. And, meeting there starting Sunday, 9:30 a.m.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
A new church spinning out. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been an exciting adventure.
New churches, new things. This kind of speaks to the heart of Worship Factory, where God wants to speak new life into people. And I'm sure there's been many situations where you've had to think creatively. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit they were sharing about the, creatively, you're meeting in a movie theater.
Yeah, portable.
What are the obstacles you had to face so far with that?
You know, really, the churches that I've come from and worked at were a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Large churches with, great resources, great production, sound, video, lights, all that stuff. A lot of people that were involved in the worship teams. And so this has been kind of a whole new thing to go from the ground up. And really just the whole process has been faith building and just kind of stepping out in faith, feeling like God, specifically called us. And so we want to be obedient.
Well, and here's another thing. Yeah. When you take that scary step of faith,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times God will show up. Can you share some God moments?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, Real Life has been consistently just such a huge blessing and help in all this. And so from a strictly worship standpoint, the worship team that's involved at Real Life, they've been, open-handed to say, hey, if you can use some of our volunteers, some of our people to come help your team and what you're beginning to start there, then we want to help offer that. A lot of the team there has jumped in, which has been a huge blessing. Some more specific things, we were doing this portable thing, getting ready to purchase a lot of equipment, sound equipment, lights, all that, projection screen, all that kind of stuff, and literally had kind of this sheet of what we were going to get, getting ready to order, place the order, and ended up contacting somebody we had just met and knew had some of that same gear at his disposal. And so we were like, we don't know you as well as we probably should to ask this, but we wanted to see if we could be able to use the equipment that you have. And, really just a God connection is the only way that I can explain how we met. And he was like, man, I don't want to freak you guys out, but, I just replaced the tires on the trailer that housed all the gear yesterday. And here's a list of all the gear that's in the that you would have, and he's like, and we feel like God's been directing us to allow you guys to use it. So
nice.
Wow. Huge blessing is basically everything we were getting ready to order, and
nice.
God just kind of plopped it right down.
Wow. God, cool. Showing really cool. up. I love it.
Yeah, yep. So you know, you may be one of the 15,000 people that gave their life at down in Harvest Crusade last week, and you could actually maybe get plugged into a church, looking for a church to get
right.
plugged into. There's Mission Church now, a new church, and they're always needing volunteers and support when churches plant like that and they spawn off. It's really critical that they get the support from the community and volunteerism, because it's just really a major undertaking. And you know, a lot of churches start in, you know, buildings and theaters and maybe just a rented space, and you know, all the churches almost start that way. Very few start in a big huge building, that's for sure. Real Life did it that way, without a doubt. Now we've got a huge beautiful
yeah.
facility up there. I mean,
yeah,
God's doing amazing
things. TD, how would somebody find out about Mission Church? They want to get involved.
Yeah, we've got the website is a great way to get plugged in. MissionVentura.com is the address there, www.missionventura.com. And we actually have done a lot through our Facebook page. We feel like, you know, rather than have a website that's just information for people to get, although there is a need for that, just to be able to start a dialogue with people,
yeah.
which is what Facebook's all about,
right.
you know. And so we've utilized that a lot, and that's facebook.com/missionventura.
So Mission Church, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I don't hear churches named Mission Church very
yeah.
often. There's got to be a reason for that.
For sure. We, you know, as you may know, Ventura was founded on a mission, as so many cities up and down the coast here in California. And so it's really kind of a nod to that. There wasn't another just Mission Church in Ventura. And we felt like we want to be on mission for God in our community, in our
yeah.
city. I feel like God's called each of us to be on mission for Him. And so it's kind of a little, you know, dual name there, kind of
yeah.
nice.
Speaks toward the mission of what we feel like God's called us to be in the city and in the world. And it also is a nod to, you know, where Ventura came from.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gauston and Monique Donnelly. And we are in studio with T.D. Oaks. And again, I think that it's really important that when you're out there and these plants are launching off, part of what Worship Factory is all about, too, is encouraging, supporting other ministries as well and what's happening. And the arts, especially specifically in the arts and the artists and people that are up on that stage. And there's so many moving parts that go on to a Sunday worship service. You know, so you may be looking for a worship connection here. There's also maybe some needs out there that you want to learn to play, or you're out and looking for a place to have worship. You can get a hold of TD, obviously, on their website, and you can get them on Facebook. And you may be somebody that's an AV, and somebody that's actually, they're looking for maybe camera ops that can go ahead and be involved in their AV department. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of needs within this church. And I think that's what our focus is. We're going to always, with Worship Factory, support those that are out there. It's so critical for us to support one another and be the hands mm-hmm. and feet for, as God has called us to do, and to really give a voice to sometimes that you know, there's not a voice, and to give an extra voice if there's one already. So
yeah, because the thing that we find is each church is doing their thing, but there's not good connectivity between. There's no bridges between.
Yeah.
And so we're saying, no, we're the body of Christ. Let's build some bridges in between
right.
and help supply these needs.
Rod, are you saying that any church can go to worshipfactory.net and post a need? We need a
yes.
guitarist. We need a soloist to fill mm-hmm. in for this week.
Even if you're a brand new church.
Wow.
Or you're an old church.
Wow.
Or a little church.
What a concept.
Or a big church.
Wow.
Post your needs on worshipfactory.net and get connected. And we are the body of Christ. It doesn't matter which denomination, which city. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's why we're here, is to provide that connecting point.
Yeah, we could talk a little bit about that, too, about the website, Rod. I think it's important for people to understand that when you go to the homepage, the landing page of Worship Factory, and then go to the Connect button, get connected, put your profile in, which is really important. Sign up. It's free, as we talk about. Monique likes that free
word.
It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny.
Yeah, but you do have to do something.
Oh, you have to do something. Oh,
yeah, you have to.
That leaves Monique out.
Click your mouse.
You have to do something. Monique's out. That's all there is. Unless it's Pastore show. If it's Frank show, she'll be.
Just remember, it's not a dating service.
Yep.
We're not, you know, trying to sell something.
Hey, are you stopping the leading of the Lord? What if the Lord leads two people together there? Come on, Rod.
Okay. It's about connecting as creatives. Okay.
But you can post what you can post what you do. You can post if you go online and put your profile, whether you're a guitar player, whether you're a musician of any kind, whether you're a vocalist or whether you're a painter or whether you're a camera operator, whatever it is in the creative arts industry, we're there to support you and hopefully connect with you with someone else and mentor, whatever it may be as far as that goes. And I think that that's so important for what we're doing. But again, going back to Mission Church and T.D. Oaks, we're actually, since he is a worship leader, we're gonna give him an opportunity for us to be blessed by his talents right here in the studio at KKLA 99.5 FM. And he's going to lead us out of this segment with a song from T.D. Oaks. Okay.
Lord, you're all I need. Lord, you're all I need. In you there is more than enough for me, giver of life. There's nothing beyond your reach. You are in control, Lord, you're powerful. And you run to the weak, and in you the weak find strength, they find hope. Lord, you're all I need. You're everything, Lord, you're all I need. You're in control, you're powerful, Lord, you're all I need.
That was T.D. Oaks right here on Worship Factory Radio, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.